He leads me, I will follow. Wherever He leads me, I'm going to go. Oh, that would be our prayer. We're talking about focusing on Christ. Our study right now is developing our life, body, soul, and spirit. And we started with spirit, and how you grow in the spirit is through prayer, through studying the Word, and for keeping your focus on Christ. And we are now in part three of focusing on Christ. And last week we talked about focusing on Christ as being the key to success. That is the best way I can tell you to be prosperous and successful. And I don't say that on my own authority. I say that on the authority of the Word of God. That when you follow the Word of God, you are going to be prosperous and successful, because His Word says it, and He cannot break His Word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about getting sidetracked. And easy to get sidetracked. It is so easy, and Satan loves nothing more than to get you to take your focus off of Christ and put it on something else. It's a trap, and he will do it, and he will throw just about everything at you to try and get you to lose your focus. And fear and faith, we've talked about them being the opposite. But fear is just faith in the negative things. You're still putting your faith in something. You're just putting it in the horrible things that might happen. And our goal as believers growing in Christ is to put our faith and put our focus on Jesus Christ and what His Word says. You know, many of you have heard it said, this is the Word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. But the goal is to get the Word in us and then to function by focusing on Christ. So I want you all to turn to Mark chapter 4. Jesus tells a wonderful parable there. And we talked last week about something very interesting. I've had a lot of women throughout the week say, that really impressed me, that really impressed me. So I'm going to repeat that again. And that is, when you cannot see it, believe it on the divine authority of God. God Himself is more confident than your eyes or your feelings can tell you to see. When you cannot see it, believe it on the divine authority of the Word of God.
Amen.
And if something, yes.
I'm sorry, what
Mark chapter 4. You're finding that. I was giving you that. The other thing is, when you lose your focus is going to be, and we're going to look at it here, you're going to lose your focus. Your focus is going to be on this. It's going to be on your circumstances, on your emotions, or on other people. That is how you will lose your focus. That's how you would take your eyes off Christ. You will start looking at your circumstances and say, all of a sudden, I'm putting faith in my circumstances, and my circumstances are awful, therefore I'm fearful.
Right.
And you lose sight of what God says about your circumstance, knowing that He is the God who can never tell a lie. And then somebody will come into your life, and they'll make life pretty miserable for you, and all of a sudden you're focusing on people. And those circumstances and those people can get your emotions pretty riled up, can't they? Oh, I'll tell you what, I've wanted to tear a head off more than once. Yeah. I can tell you those times when I wanted to do it, I wasn't focusing on Christ. I was looking at the situation around me. I was looking vertical instead of horizontal. So let's look at what Jesus says about this. Verse 1, again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat on it out in the lake while the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. Listen, a farmer went out to sow seed. As he was scattering, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Okay, some fell in rocky places and didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. When the sun came up, it was scorched and withered and had no root. Other seed fell on the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so they could not bear grain. Still other fell on good soil. It came up and grew and produced a crop, multiplying. Everybody underline multiplying. Let me tell you something. When God says multiplying, he means really, 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 really big. Multiplying adds up a whole lot faster than addition does. He doesn't say I'm adding to you. He says I'm multiplying to you. 30, 60, and even 100 times. Okay, they were saying, okay, what does that parable mean? That makes no sense to me. Over to verse 13. Don't you understand? The farmer sows the word. Okay, everybody here, you're having the word sown into you tonight. You've had the word sown into you, a lot of you, since the day you were born. A lot of you are brand new Christians, and you're just getting the word for the first time. A lot of you are in between. All of you, though, at some point in time have had the word sown into you because you've been here. Okay? So the word has gone into you. So, right now, the word is going into you. We're all focused on Christ. Okay? We are focused on Christ because we are feeding on the word. Okay? Everybody's got that? Jesus says that's what happens. Some people are the seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that's sown in them. Oh boy. Oh boy, how many of you have ever been under spiritual warfare? Yeah, and you'll read something in the Bible and you will say, that is exciting, that is for me. And you go out, and as soon as you go out, you find out that exactly what you read is boom. And Satan starts telling you, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Oh, yes, it does. That is just seed that's been sown, and Satan is trying to get it. Satan doesn't have any right to that seed. Amen. He has absolutely no right to that seed. But he'll come and we'll entertain Satan. All of a sudden our focus is off of the word and it's on Satan. Look at what I'm going through. I can't believe I'm going through this. I've got to tell everybody how horrible this is. And we start telling everybody how horrible everything is. And oh my goodness, and oh my goodness, and oh my goodness. And all of a sudden, we have told everybody how great our problem is when we should be telling them how great our God is. Yes. Satan has come and he's taken the seed. Now you've lost your focus. Other seed is in rocky places. They hear the word and they receive it with joy, but since they have no root, it lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Oh, how many times have we heard the word? Have we been growing in Christ and something horrible happens, and instead of running to Jesus and saying, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, we do just the opposite and we run away. And we say, this Christianity stuff doesn't work for me. Ladies, work the word and the word will work. I've told you that many times. Work the word and the word will work. But I'll tell you, I've been there. I'm talking to myself. I've heard many, many, many good sermons. I have been in my devotions. I have said, oh, this is so exciting. And then my daughter will call, or I'll get to work, or my sister, or just anybody will call. You know, or all of a sudden I'm at work and people are saying, you can't be talking that church stuff, and on it goes. And, you know, you're like, what is going on here? I thought the word was supposed to, yeah, it does. But you see, here's the key. The key is, where's my focus? My focus has come away from Jesus Christ and onto that situation. And now again, That persecution, the trials, the difficult things in life are all of a sudden becoming huge to me. And we have just heard many, how many times have you heard, we're more than conquerors? How many times have you heard, faith is the victory that overcomes the world? How many times have you heard, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world? How many times have you heard, God will work all things together for my good? How many times do you remember it when you face a situation? Yeah, that's the challenge. To keep that focus on Christ. Then we go on. So other seed is sown among thorns. The worries of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire of other things come in and choke it. Oh, I'm going to tell you, if we started a jar and put a penny in it every time we worried, could you imagine how soon we could all retire? You see, again, I will tell you, worry is faith. It's just faith in the wrong thing. It is putting what your situation is ahead of what God says. It is taking everything that God says and making it suspect. And all of a sudden you're saying, God really can't do this. I know the word says that, but I can't tell you how many times I've said it myself and how many times people have said it to me. Well, I know what Scripture says, but. Well, there's no but there. I just read it and there's no but. There isn't one. Let's go look at it again. There's no but there. But, oh, I am going to tell you, I am not going to tell you that you won't have thoughts that cause you to worry. What I am going to tell you is that you need to instantly take that and turn it around and say, God, you have a problem. Because you told me to cast all my cares on you, and I'm casting this care on you, and I'm not carrying it around. It's now your problem. Amen. You need to take care of this. Yeah. He said, God, you have a problem. Look. Look, this is what's going on. And it's not my problem. He says, my yoke is easy. Yeah, cast all your cares on me. But I'll tell you, I cast them. I'll pray and I will pray and I will pray and I will pray and I will cast and I will cast and I will cast. And then I'll draw that line back in. And I will carry that on my shoulder all day long and worry and oh my goodness and oh my goodness. And then somebody will say you need to pray about it and I'll say you're right and I'll cast it again. I'll tell you what, I am such a good caster. But I am also a good winder of bringing it back in. You see, we need to learn to cast, and the only way you can cast your cares and not worry is to keep your focus on Jesus Christ and what he has said. I am what he says I am. I have what he says I have, and I can do what he says I can do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, focusing on Jesus. Right. You see, it's all because of him. We need to put our trust in him just because of who he is. Just because of who he is. I've told you this before. We trust people in our lives more than we trust the creator of the universe.
Amen.
More than we trust the Most High God. And it should be just the opposite. Oh, I want to be trustworthy. And I want you to trust me, but I'm here to announce to every one of you right now, I'm going to fail. So I'm sorry if you happen to be the one I fail with. I'm apologizing right now. But eventually, every one of us is going to fail. But we serve a God who loves us, who cannot fail.
Amen.
He can't fail. And yet, we will take the worries of the world, the cares of the world, we will take everything on us when it should go on Him. When it should go on Him. And He's saying, you know what? Let's grow in the Spirit by focusing on Christ. And you can all recognize it. A lot of you have told me this week you've recognized it. I was talking to Barb Paisley. She said, Georgia, you're right. It's people. It's emotions. It's circumstances. It is so easy to get caught up in that. I was telling you, God, work the Word and the Word works. You know, we've all been focusing on putting Christ first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I've been getting that down into my spirit. And I have been saying, okay, God, I'm going to do my best to put you first in everything I do. I'm just going to do it. And I've told you there's many scriptures, we looked at them a few weeks ago, that God will add all these things unto you. That is an absolute promise. There is no but there. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His right way of doing things, and He'll take care of everything else. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
That is just so wonderful. It's all because of Him. I will put my trust in Him. He is my faithful friend. It's all because of Him. Last August, Jenna and I went to New York City. And we were on the train, and she said, Mom, I have no idea why I'm getting this MBA. It makes absolutely no sense to me. She said, I am spending all this time and effort. It is so hard, and I don't even want to get into corporate America. That's not who I am. She said, what in the world am I going to do with all this? And I said, well, Jenna, Psalm 37:4 says, God will give you the desires of your heart. What is your desire? She said, you're going to laugh at me. You're going to think this is stupid, but I really want to get into interior designing. I want to design things. I want to develop things. I guess I need to get into real estate. I don't even know where to start with all this, Mom, but that's really my passion. I just love that stuff. I said, well, I said, God knows. I said, I don't either. I said, that you're right. That's out in left field. I had no idea that was coming. So I don't have the answer for you, but I'm just going to tell you God has it. So she went back to Washington, D.C., and she has a favorite designer, and she just sent them an email and said, how do I get into this business? What do you recommend I do next? And she thought, well, I'm going to have to go to interior design school. There's another 2 or 3 years of school. This is going to be just horrible. I'm going to be an old woman. I'm going to be just like my mother before I start doing what I want. And she actually said that. And she was carrying on. I said, Jenna, let you and I seek first the kingdom of God. Let you and I do this together. And just let all these things be added unto us. She said, okay, Mom. So she called me a couple weeks later and she goes, I don't think this is going to work. Well, I wanted to cross her the phone and tear her eyes out. Because that's the last thing I wanted her to say. And I said, Jenna, you have to work the word and the word will work. I said, you're right. It's not going to work if you're going to talk like that. If you're going to destroy everything, I said, understand that what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and that goes for your negative words as well as your positive words. Okay, Mom. Okay. Well, she's sitting at her desk last week. Her last day of school was Wednesday. She's sitting there on Wednesday night, her last day of school. She graduates. Thursday morning, she gets an email from her favorite designer. Please give us a call. We would like to talk to you. So she immediately left the office, went out to the hallway and called them, and they said, we are looking for an MBA to be our office manager. Said, we need an MBA because you're going to be working with contracts and you're also going to be doing some ordering, but then the third part of your job is we want to train you to be a designer. Said, would you mind going to interior decorating school if we pay for it? She said, no, I'll go. And she's like, you know. And so they said, well, you know, we'll get back to you. We got to work some things out. We'll get back to you next week or the week after and set something up to talk to you. So she called me. She said, Mom, be praying. You aren't going to believe what's happened. She said, go to the internet. Here's the designer. Oh, she's telling me everything, you know. And so I said, okay. I said, I'll start praying. The next morning she calls me, Mom, they called me. They want to talk to me this morning at 10 o'clock. I said, well, are you going to go? She said, yes, I'm going. Well, she walked in. The gentleman said, I told my wife that we had to meet you, that you sounded so wonderful on the phone and you have such a passion, and you can't teach passion.
No.
We can teach you what you need to know, but you can't teach passion. Well, through the course of the interview, the lady hired her. Wow. And she said, but I have to tell you, she said, I can tell talking to you that that you have a lot of the same values as we do, because we really love family here. She said, so we only work 9 to 5 and we don't work weekends. And she said, our motto is God first, family second, and career third. You know, you want to talk a 320 moment. That's exceedingly abundantly above all she could think or ask. And they said, we will get back to you with a package and you can let us know if you want to work there. But she went home and her husband said, if they don't pay you a penny, you're going to go work there. This has God written all over it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His right way of doing things. He'll take care of everything else. He will. Our focus needs to be on Christ. Not all those things going on around us, but on Christ. Let's put our trust in Him, because really, it's all because of Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.